Calling, it's 10:37 a.m., February 29, 2024, contrary to what is on the agenda. Call to order the Communications and Technology Committee. We are meeting as a special meeting today because of scheduling conflicts on our normal day in March. Director Butler and I are present, as is General Manager Mimi Morris. Next item on the agenda is to continue with discussion item to continue work on our draft communication strategy. Ms. Morris?
Yes, thank you. So what you have in your hands now, and I apologize, I didn't print this out as a color item, but I think everything is now one color, which means that we've gone through all of these items in the past couple of months, months now, I think since December. And so we can talk about any fine-tuning of this and then potentially sharing it with the rest of the board at the March board meeting.
I do have one question. Under budget allocation, I don't think that the, well, the, as a member of the committee, I didn't realize that we actually had a budget. For our social media and our
I think what that is that it's a recognition that everything we do has a cost, and then to be aware of that cost and to be intentional about what we are doing.
So there isn't anything really in the budget that's allocated for like $25,000 or anything like that?
I think kind of nested in the cost of the printing of the statements is the pipeline cost.
Okay.
So that's a piece of it in there. So that's something we
see. And that's just subsumed in the administrative budget?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, so I think this is sort of a rough framework, and then we can start talking about strategies and tasks, you know, as the year progresses. And I think we had talked about maybe quarterly meetings to drive the strategies and the tasks going forward, because this part's kind of the big part, and then from there we'll kind of narrow it down into specifics.
You mean only once a quarter we would meet? No.
Yeah, we could do that. Yeah, we could address the plan.
You mean quarterly. To revisit the...
revisit with...
Yeah. We view it as a living document.
Okay.
Yeah. And then...
During our regular meetings.
Yeah, and what I see is you've got, you know, this big... strategic plan, which is basically goals, and then you have all these 15 different pieces, and then you could, you know, have strategies through, you know, going down into more granularity.
And so
that's sort of my
vision. In these
meetings,
one of the things we should do is we should be picking a section, or if you just want to go down the section and maybe each meeting try to figure out a couple of targets that we want to move in on.
Yeah, we
Does
could do it.
Sense?
We could do it either as a linear, like just start, you know, up at the top and just go through, or target ones that we think are the most important to tackle immediately. Whatever you.
Or just visit and check in on how are we doing.
Yeah.
And if there's a specific problem or a specific threshold that's been met.
Yeah.
How much progress have we seen on? Getting email contact information and text information from ratepayers?
So I have a batch of about 2,100 emails. I shouldn't say a batch. I have a set of 2,100 of our roughly 2,500, but then I'm sending out emails in batches. So far, two of the five batches have been sent out, and there were a lot of erroneous emails. So I'm going to have staff purge those, and then we'll move on to batch 3 and batch 4 and batch 5 and then renew our efforts to get the community to actually, you know, tell us what their contact information is.
I think that's something that we should remind, at least in the short term, remind and request monthly via the pipeline. Maybe you already are. I don't remember the most recent pipeline, whether ask that information or not. I know I received my bill electronically from Tyler yesterday.
Yeah.
And I just asked for an email to the link so that I can pay that bill online. Although I understand there's a $4 service charge to do that?
No, if you pay online through your own bank, there shouldn't be any charge at all.
Oh, okay.
Like, you give your routing and account number into the system, and then you shouldn't have any charge.
All right, well, I was just told up front that I could only use a debit or a credit card, and there was a $4 service charge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought so, too.
So a debit and a credit card does have a $4 service charge, but an ACH, that's an automatic house, that is where the banks kind of talk to each other, and it's all sort of...
So I have that option to pay that ad hoc without going on auto pay.
Right.
With the $4, yeah.
Yeah.
The $4 one is where you pay it on a, you know...
So if I tie it to my bank, it means auto pay.
Auto pay, ACH, they call it bank draft in Tyler.
So I can't pay by giving my routing and checking account number without going on auto pay?
Oh.
That's right.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's what they told me up front then.
Yeah, have to go on auto pay.
I'll have to think that one through, Ms. Morris.
So which one?
Ms. Morris is aware that a family member just moved into the community and there was an issue with...
Auto pay. The timing of her card.
Which one is the $4 charge?
If you use a debit or a credit card,
right.
At any point in time, there's a charge.
That's not related to the auto pay.
No, the auto pay ACH. It just takes
them out of your bank account.
It just comes directly out of your bank account.
Monthly, you decide that you want to pay online, but not auto pay. Then it costs you $4.
Yes.
Okay.
It used to be $5, but it's lower with Tyler. The ACH, what it does is whatever your bill is, that's the amount that it will take. Yeah.
And I wanted to make a combination request and suggestion, and I don't know, do you need this? I don't know if this is the time or if we should wait till we're at the end, but one of the things about the pipeline and the front page is that it's not set up in a way that induces it's not set up so that it pulls people in. And so for the 9,000th time, I would like to suggest bullet points. And particularly as it relates to something like what we're trying to do here, establish or transition customers to ACH or auto pay. If we put a bullet point in as to like what you just told us, we're in the process of, and you put three sentences in where we are, you know, this is what we were trying to accomplish, this is where we are in the process, and this is where we hope to get.
So are you specifically talking about the message from the GM?
Well, the whole front page, yeah, I don't know what you call it anymore.
I mean, the message from the GM is the front page,
right.
In order to have it be, you know, just a direct communication with
right.
them.
But things that we are working on still, so this is one of those issues, and so what you could call it is
a separate thing that was a synthesis that was like the bulleted points that would be an accompaniment. There's all sorts of cognitive styles.
Right. Well, I guess what I'm trying to get at is that when people see small print and lots of it, they don't read it, frankly. I look at that when I get it in the mail, and I'm on the board, and I don't feel pulled into wanting to read it.
So an alternate approach might be to bold and capitalize a topic at the beginning of the first sentence of each paragraph that addresses a new issue also. But I think in terms of this request for the email and telephone contact, I think that should be a standalone item that should be highlighted. Different color, different box or something.
And each month...
I'd love to have it on the front page if there's room. But I agree that sometimes the content... I mean, I read carefully, Mimi, your report, and sometimes there are a lot of topics covered. And I think if there was some way to make each topic... I think that's the point Director Butler's making. Make each topic stand out.
Yep.
You know,
and make it, if it's not a new topic, make it like a progress report. Because we've been addressing the email or the ACH stuff for several months, right? And so we could have, you know, if you're going to report on that, you know, make that highlighted, or however you want to do it, bullet pointed, and just put the information as to where we are.
Yeah.
And that, and the other thing is that I was thinking of is that we could refer them to the website or something if they want more information.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And actually this month, because we lost Amelia on Monday, we don't have the format.
Right.
None of us have actually done it. So we're going to just do it electronically when she gets back,
mm-hmm.
hopefully next week. And then we can have it be a link, you know, that people could go to easily off of that.
And I'm also wondering if we couldn't maybe each committee meeting, if we couldn't say, okay, these are some new items, and these are some items that we want to report on, or have you report on consistently each month. The Integrated Water Master Plan, the ACH stuff. I mean, I could come up with development, you know, I could come up with quite a few things, but they may also be things that are covered in the manager's report monthly when we do the board meeting. But I'm looking for summaries. I'm looking for if there's something new that we're working on. Just a way to communicate to the folks out there that this is a new item that we're working on. This is a an item we've been working on, and here's a progress report.
So are you talking about having specific topics covered in the pipeline and having it be new and continuing kind
mm-hmm,
of things?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's valid. So I've got the
and then have a cartoon at the bottom, or a crossword puzzle or something, so that they read it or are attracted to it.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Okay. And so in addition to that, as part of the ongoing, we'll put in this request for contact information as one of those
right.
items.
That should be one of the items. Right.
On.
Right.
Well, I'm looking at our February pipeline and the message from the general manager. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 paragraphs. 5 of the 6 really relate to this effort to get the email, and it explains why, and then it announces the winners of the two drawings, mm-hmm. and the only different topic relates to hours on Fridays. So here, I don't know that it would have made much difference.
It's bold.
Yeah,
well,
you know, bolding.
That's
or,
my
or,
whole point.
Or bullet pointing.
Is
but.
That there are other things to report on, and if you spend, you know, 6 paragraphs or 5 paragraphs on something that we've been that you've been putting out there for 3 months or however long it's been, we don't need to repeat all that. You would put where we are with it, our progress, and then refer people to the website if they want to know more information.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I find this very informative, quite frankly, because it reports on the status, says what you're doing to test it, tells why it's important. I agree, we don't want to see that month after month.
It's kind of like the old Cal Waste issue. You know, every month it was like some huge big thing in the pipeline, and it was just repetitive, for the most part, information.
Yeah, well, we've got half a page on Cal West here, too. Cal
yeah,
Waste here,
I know. We haven't stopped for that already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I think that really there are so many other things going on that the pipeline probably gets short shrift in terms mm-hmm. of the attention from everybody, because there are just many, many other issues. But
right.
if we get it down to some kind of formula where we're talking about
right.
ongoing and new and,
right.
You know, streamline it a little bit in that regard, you know, hopefully we can kind of knock it out.
Yeah,
you know.
It seems like it would, especially maybe the new stuff might have a little bit more in it, but again, if we refer people to the website so they can look, you know, go and look at something. I go on Google all the time for whatever, and if I'm working on my phone, it drives me crazy, so I want to go back to my computer, and mm-hmm. I punch, like, the New York Times, and they have these little stories and everything, or political stuff, and so I go and I read all that, and if there's something, I read it on my computer, And if there's something I really want to pay attention to, I'll print a copy of it. But we don't want people to do that. But I go from one source of information to another source of information so I can get a bigger picture. And that's what I'm thinking about for this, you know, if they...
Yeah, and definitely the electronic lends itself to that because you can have a hot link and mm-hmm. then it'll click. You click
exactly.
on that, you see the full picture.
Yeah.
And that, I think, makes the bullet points more viable. If
right.
you can say,
exactly.
okay, this is, you know, this is a little snippet, and then if you click on this, then you're going to get, you know...
The whole backstory.
Yeah. yeah.
and front story.
Yeah. Okay, good suggestions.
Okay, thank you.
And do you want to have this go to the board? Do you think it's ready for... sharing with the rest of the
yeah,
board?
I do.
So we can keep
absolutely.
Yeah, and if they have any fine-tuning or questions, we can address those.
Okay.
And again, I think the key thing is this is a living document, and mm-hmm. I'm sure we'll have opportunities, you say, if we kind of revisit it, I mean, as needed or quarterly at a minimum, to tweak it as needed.
Okay.
And get some status reports, I think that would be good.
Okay. Do you want to have it as an action item that they adopt it, then?
I don't think they need
they
to adopt it.
They don't need to do
it.
That. It's
we'll
just
have it be an informal...
Right, right.
Just a discussion item.
Okay. And another thought as far as the pipeline is concerned, I don't think that should be the end of our discussion about what we want to do with the pipeline. Eventually, we'll get to the pipeline and say, okay, this is how we want to set this up, or this is just a request or a suggestion for now.
I have no doubt that we will continue to refine that one.
Right, right.
For a
so
long time.
So that's my, I just wanted
okay.
to kind of set something up for now
but
and
I
then.
I think it speaks volumes that even though we've had many, many articles on this whole ACH bank
mm-hmm,
draft and
mm-hmm.
the costs and the other, there's still some uncertainty about how it works.
Right,
so
right,
we can,
right, right.
We can, you know, take another stab at that.
Just
and
even
then
what
have a link
Stephen
to
was
a place.
Saying and
yeah.
what I was trying yeah. to clarify is just that kind of thing.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Any other thoughts?
No. I like this.
Okay. Yeah. So we'll present that as a discussion item for the board and see if they have any additional questions or ideas. And to reiterate, this committee will revisit that from time to time.
Okay.
Do we have any comments from the public? All right. Anything else, Director Butler, from you?
No, I'm happy.
All right. Then it's 10:55 a.m., and despite the late start, very efficient meeting, we will adjourn.